Welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day 12. I'm Emily, and I'll be your guide. Let's start with our moment of gratitude. I'll give you about 15 seconds of silence to think about something you're thankful for, and then to thank God for it. Let's do that now. Now we'll move on to our petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray that God's peace will rest on victims and veterans of war. Let's take about 25 seconds of silence to pray. Our scripture reading today comes from Psalm 143, verses 1 to 8. It says this, Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. The enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in the darkness like those long dead. So my spirit grows faint within me. My heart within me is dismayed. I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all of your works, and I consider what your hands have done. I spread out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I've put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. So we'll close today by focusing on the phrase, the enemy makes me dwell in the darkness like those long dead. I spread out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. Right? So let's take a moment now to meditate on the idea of like thirsting for God like parched land when it feels like darkness is all around. Right? The enemy makes me dwell in the darkness like those long dead. I spread out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity, and in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus my Lord, amen. Thank you.